Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is a tie-in to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com being censored in Europe, England, universities, corporations here in the U.S., being put on the software people download to, quote, have safe internet serving. I've seen it documented all over the place that Barack Obama websites, their ISPs are being shut down. People are having their accounts terminated. There's an army of lawyers that's even come out in the news that are going around doing this. So there's big muscle behind censoring the web for that as well. Let's digress into that for a moment, Dr. Corsi, because you and I were talking about it during the break.
Well, I'm finding increasingly that sites or photographs or material I used on Barack Obama gets taken down after I've been writing about it. We did as much capture at WorldNet Daily of sites and of photographs as we could before they got taken down. And Alex, I really want to get into the story about Kenya. So I think this is critical in understanding
Obama. You've got the floor. You've got the floor.
Obama went back to Kenya in 2006, and he started supporting this politician, Raila Odinga. Odinga is a radical socialist who was identified with Obama's father. Odinga, the father, was he was vice president in the Kenyatta government in 63 when Kenya was independent. But they were both communists. Raila Odinga got his education in East Germany, and he named his first son Fidel. Okay, now, what Obama did in 2006 when he went back to visit in Africa is he started supporting this radical Odinga for the presidency. Odinga was running for the presidency, and I even cite and run on WorldNet Daily, it's up there now, a videotape in which the one of the spokespeople for the government, President Kibaki's spokesperson, Alfred Mutua, says that Obama was inappropriately meddling in Kenyan politics and had become a stooge for Odinga. Now, to carry this story forward, Odinga signed a memorandum of understanding with the radical Islamicists in Kenya, saying that he would expand Sharia and support the Islamic areas of the country if the Muslims would vote for him. And Sheikh Abdul Abdi, who signed this agreement, gave a press conference. I cited in the book, I also showed the press conference on WorldNet Daily and the YouTube video clip. So Odinga supported the Islamicists. Then when Odinga loses in December 2007 to Kibaki, Odinga prompts protests which lead into several weeks of violence. 1,000 people are killed. The Luo tribe, Odinga's tribe, which is also Obama's tribe, start killing Kikuyu. And they also start killing Christians. So in Eldoret, one town in Kenya, some 50 Christians end up trying to get refuge in a church, and these angry Luo mobs burn it down. I mean, it's basically, and Obama, through this whole period of time, including during the New Hampshire primary, was on the phone almost daily back to Africa advising Odinga. So here you've got a guy running for president of the United States whose father was Kenyan, went back to Kenya, was a failed politician, a leftist himself. Obama is now trying to recover his father's legacy, supporting this Raila Odinga, who's the son. Even though the son signs memorandums of understanding with the Islamic groups and encourages violence in order to get to be prime minister under Kibaki, which he now is, that's how they settled the violence. Despite the fact that violence, you know, killed 1,000 people, displaced 350,000 in Kenya, ended up being tribal violence, Luo against Kikuyu, and ended up being religious violence, Muslims against Christians. And Obama's never stopped supporting Odinga.
It's amazing.
A remarkable story.
Amazing. We'll go through more of his roots. I want you to recap basically the communist background, the Muslim background, all of it. And how could Muslims support a communist Muslim? I mean, about most Muslims are anti-communist. We'll be right back with Dr. Jerome Corsi right here on the one and the only GCN Radio Network.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press. the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Imagine if I'd come to you a couple of years ago and said to you, hey, gasoline prices are going to jump to $5 a gallon, and I know a way that we can store several hundred gallons for you, a year or two's supply of gasoline, buy it today at $2 a gallon, and when it goes to $5 a gallon, you'll be way ahead of the game. And you probably at the time would have said to me, you're nuts, get away, you're crazy, lunatic, go bye-bye, and okay, fine, now I'm telling you, what's happened to gasoline is happening to food. Your grocery bill is going to skyrocket. And you can put bulk foods away at less than half the price of your regular grocery bill. And by tomorrow's standards, that could be at less than a fourth of the price, or an eighth of the price, or a sixteenth of the price. Hello, do you have an investor's brain or not? Pay attention. Storable foods, bulk foods from the J. Michael Stevens Company. EatFoodsDirect.com. Go there now, EatFoodsDirect.com. Get a year or two's worth of bulk foods while they still are available, and they won't be much longer. Or call them at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Mainstream news is reporting that large numbers of troops being given experimental shots, they won't tell them what they are dying. Dying. We're going to play this coming up at the bottom of the hour, then get into the web censorship. A big stack of news I've got. And open phones for so many people that are holding, like Frank and Carl and everybody else. In fact, Scott, Carl, Fred, and others are for Dr. Corsi. We'll be talking to you guys coming up here in about 6-7 minutes. He's going to be with us at the bottom of the hour because this information is too important. We're only covering the facts here. Dr. Corsi is very careful. So I've read three of his books. I mean, Late Great USA is excellent. We carry it at InfoWars.com. On having the source documents in triplicate. He's a best-selling author, researcher, has a degree from Harvard. And if he's telling you this stuff's going on Barack Obama, you can take it to the bank. Now, again, even if you're a Barack Obama supporter, you've been set up. This is all going to be brought out, and it's meant to turn the country in against itself. Just recap all the key points about the Muslim stuff and the communist stuff and anything else you haven't covered.
Well, the section we just covered, where Obama is very deeply involved in Kenyan politics, supporting this Raila Odinga running for president, who, you know, was, goes back to his father, because Odinga's father and Obama's father were tied together, you know, a generation earlier in Kenyan politics. And this Raila Odinga signs a memorandum of understanding with the radical Islamicists in Kenya to support Sharia law, and Obama continues to support Odinga. that Odinga loses the December 2007, this only happened a few months ago, he loses the presidential election, prompts protests which lead to a wave of violence. 1,000 people in Kenya are killed, 350,000 displaced, 300 Christian churches destroyed, no mosques destroyed, and the violence against the Luo tribesmen, both Obama and Odinga are Luo tribesmen. The violence was against the Kikuyu majority tribe, which is President Kibaki. And Obama is on the telephone with Odinga, even while campaigning in New Hampshire on a daily basis. And Obama yet today, despite these massacres against Christians, you know, burning 50 Christians who were herded into a church, and the mob wouldn't let them escape. They burned down the church with the people in it. I mean, and Obama continues to support Odinga, who used this wave of violence in order to propel him from a lost election into being a power-sharing arrangement where he's currently the prime minister of Kenya, co-president.
So he supports the campaigns and goes in campaigns for people that mass murder Christians.
Yeah.
Shifting gears, I want to get more into the other points, but shifting gears, what about him being for socialized health care? What about $1,000 energy credits we'll all have to pay taxes on? What about Barack Obama calling for a million-person youth brigade to, quote, gather intelligence and be armed in the streets of the United States? What about the Illinois governor who he's tied in with now coming out and saying they're going to have gun sweeps with the National Guard, NBC News? I mean, just the policies of Barack Obama.
Radically anti-Second Amendment, even this famous case, DeMar in Chicago, going against the right of a gun owner to use his weapon to defend himself against a burglar in his own home, radically wanting to double the capital gains tax, which would destroy investment, and cut tax revenue, radically pro-abortion, thinking a woman has the right to abortions, so that even if a child, let's say in a late-term, a labor-induced abortion, like one of the famous cases in Chicago.
Killing a baby that could be adopted. Killing a baby.
The baby ought to be, kill the baby. Because the woman has an absolute right to demand an abortion. If the baby lives the abortion, still kill it. I mean, it's shocking, but it's true. And that's on the record. And Obama, I even quote Obama's speech in the state legislature on that case. It's shocking.
And then we've got...
All of this goes back to what Obama has been lying about from the beginning, which is his radical roots as a socialist with, you know, even a communist mentor in high school, Saul Alinsky, his involvement with criminal gangs and criminal groups like Rezco, the developer, the community developer who would take these low-income housing projects, get loans on them, rape the loans, leave the housing projects so poorly redeveloped that today they're boarded up and unoccupied. While Obama did the legal work for Rezco, he allowed Rezco to make campaign contributions to him, and Obama, even with some of the projects in Obama's own district, did nothing to protect the poor people in his district who were being thrown out of these Rezco uninhabitable projects.
Okay, the book is out today, or it actually launches tomorrow officially, Abomination, Dr. Jerome Corsi. I want to shift gears into a totally different subject and then get back into Obama and take calls right now, Dr. Corsi. But first off, we have the Council on Foreign Relations, Dr. Robert Pastor, playing possum, saying the NAU is dead.
Yeah.
You did a big report on that last week.
Yeah.
That's possum behavior, because here in Texas,
no,
they said three times that the Trans-Texas NAFTA, Trans-Texas Corridor deal is dead, and they keep building it.
Well, and in fact, if you read Pastor's article very closely, he's just saying that a tactical mistake was made with the Security and Prosperity Partnership, with these bureaucratic working groups. And when we expose them, you know, when your shows like yours, you were in the lead on this, Alex. I was writing Late Great USA. Just the exposure of these bureaucratic working groups meant that they couldn't accomplish their behind the scenes, you know, putting together the United States, Mexico, and Canada. So that tactic failed. But all that Pastor's saying is, let's continue North American integration in a different approach. Now he wants to go to a North American community to create these institutions like this North American Investment Fund, pouring more billions into Mexico to try to, you know, up the quality of Mexican life so it can be more easily integrated. Pastor wants us to have, you know, biometric border pass cards for trusted traders.
So he calls an expansion a retreat. This is just like the North Vietnamese during the Tet Offensive claiming it was a ceasefire.
He's saying, look, we're just going to, we got beat on this tactic, so we're going to call that tactic dead, but we're going to continue to pursue North American integration now under the banner of thinking like North Americans on the way to the development of the North American community.
Which is how the EU started. Classic military tactic, methodology.
Regroup, rename, come back at it again. That's all this is. This is a regrouping and renaming.
Okay, let's go to calls here. Let us go ahead. Let me pull my call list up here. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Arizona. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. My question is, with Barack Obama going to the media with Jerome Corsi, with his book, I know he's going to be hitting a lot of the major outlet sources out there. I wondered if he would be able to bring this stuff up during his interview. And, you know, or would they try to edit that out? And what you just talked about.
Well, I've been doing very well getting this information out. I mean, I've been on Fox. I have several more. I'm doing radio now. You know, we've got radio lined up for the entire week and more television. I won't get on. The screening will be no mainstream media. You won't see this on ABC, NBC, or CBS. You won't see it in the Los Angeles Times or the New York Times. They'll poo-poo all this or attempt to ignore it. But I think as we demonstrated when I co-authored Unfit for Command, you know, Obama's ignoring this at his own peril. Because every day they're not commenting, the book is becoming a bestseller. And in bestsellers, there's going to be hundreds of thousands of people reading this book out there before Obama said a word in response. The ideas will take hold. The arguments are true. You know, I've got 700 footnotes in this book. It's 360 pages.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same thing with 9/11 Truth. They ignored us too long. Now it's too late for them. And it's going to be the same thing with this.
And, you know, what we showed in Unfit for Command and what we're showing here is that as people get a hold of the truth, as they read the book and see that all the investigation I'm doing in Obama's life is true. And, you know, when Obama says, well, I didn't know Reverend Wright very well, that's just not true. He was in the church, Trinity United, for 20 years, and Obama's smart enough to have gotten a Harvard law degree. He knew exactly what black liberation theology was.
Let's take another call.
What a fringe religion it is, even among the African Americans.
Carl in Montreal, you're on the air with Jerome Corsi.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I have a same question about Obama, but I had another question later regarding the censorship. But the thing about Obama, I looked at some of the photographs this past weekend in the newspaper, and I noticed he was wearing a bracelet around his right arm with Hebrew writing on it, and small writing. It's almost unnoticeable. I was wondering if you noticed what that is. Is that
Kabbalah.
Sort of Masonic or Kabbalah?
I don't know what it is, but he started wearing that in Israel in some kind of a communication. You know, Obama's wouldn't wear the flag lapel pin, and he, you know, made a big deal out of that. Wouldn't salute in Iowa at one of the, when the Pledge of Allegiance, I guess that was when the Star Spangled Banner was being sung. And Obama then is coming up with this new bracelet. I'm sure it's some kind of secret communication that he thinks means something to somebody. But Obama, when you look at Obama's record on Israel, he's been pro-Palestinian and anti-Israel until now when he wants to move to the center and look like he's a great friend of Israel. That's why I call the book Leftist Politics and Cult of Personality, because they're making up Axelrod as campaign strategist is making this fictional persona for Obama to live in, which is not really who Obama is.
What he is a ringer. Anything else, Carl?
I had a question later about censorship. I don't know. I could bring that up. I don't want to bring it up now, but regarding censorship that I've experienced, emails that were sent overseas that just never reached their destination, a problem with my own website being censored, being taken off of Yahoo and Google.
No, it's everywhere, sir. We're all being censored. All alternative media is. It's been admitted hundreds of times in different ways. We've got a lot of articles on that subject on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but thank you for the call. You've been put on list of banned sites. I know WorldNet Daily is on a lot of those, on different networks, government networks and wireless systems and everything else. They're doing it to everybody except for establishment bull because we're kicking their hind ends. We're going to come back, talk to Fred and Philly and others for Dr. Jerome Corsi. You can get the book today, Amazon.com, many other places, WorldNetDaily.com. It's Obama Nation. This is the exclusive. You're hearing him here first. He's going on Glenn Beck later today. Stay with us.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
A state of war only serves as an excuse for domestic tyranny. Alexander Solzhenitsyn died yesterday of heart failure.
This is the end, my only friend.
You know, I've been trying to interview him for 10 years, but the language barrier, he's been in bad health for 10 years, never could get him on. And now he's beyond my reach forever. We got a caller that disagrees with you, Dr. Corsi. I don't want to go to him in the time we've got left here in a moment. But before we do that, Cy Hirsch has been very accurate. Said at a media conference that he didn't put details in an article about Cheney wanting pretexts to attack Iran. But Cheney proposed just a few months ago creating fake Iranian PT patrol boats, having Navy SEALs armed, have an engagement, quote, a shootout with larger vessels, U.S. vessels. A, were you aware of that? And B, what's your take on it?
My take? I think it's a bad idea. I was not aware of it. But, I mean, didn't we try that in the Tonkin Gulf already once? I mean, do we need to go that routine again? It's pretty transparent. I think if anybody were to try that, it would be laughed at and laughed out of Congress immediately. I don't think these patrol boats the Iranians have had have been nearly as serious. Yes, our commanders have to, after the Cole was attacked, be cautious that their ships are not attacked. But I don't think the Iranian ships in the Gulf are anything more than a nuisance.
Well, the point is, it's a big deal that they're talking about staging.
Look, I've been saying for some time that the Bush administration was ready for a war in Iran. I've been arguing against a war since 2005 when I wrote Atomic Iran and walked for 200 miles with the Iranian freedom fighters trying to change their own country through peaceful means.
Because that will strengthen the hardliners.
Yes, well, you know, the whole idea of a false flag attack launched in order to generate a war is reprehensible and should not even be contemplated ever by anybody.
Let's talk to Ron in Arizona. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Alex, I've been listening to you for the last 3 years, have not missed a single program. I've seen all your films up to Terror Storm. And here's why I disagree with you and Mr. Corsi on Obama. America has a choice in the next 12 years of A, McCain for 4 years, Hillary for 8 years, which means 12 more years of Daddy Bush administration, or B, Obama for 8 years and then a Republican for 8 years. Now, which would you rather have, Mr. Corsi, Alex Jones? Would you rather have McCain and Hillary or Obama, someone who we could stand up to and say, hey, you said this during the campaign, you're for change, why can't you stop forwarding the old Bush administration program?
Well, I'm saying it doesn't matter either way. Dr. Corsi?
Yeah, I'm saying if those are our choices, I'm with Joseph Farah, none of the above. I mean, these are, you know, I'm not for, because I wrote Abomination does not mean I'm for John McCain. I think we'll have to fight John McCain as well for 4 years in office. I'm not sure John
McCain.
You're
just reporting that Barack
years.
Obama is a big liar and compromised.
Yeah, exactly. I'm reporting the truth about an extreme socialist who sympathizes with radical Islamic groups and is opposed to Israel, has a defense policy that is weak, and whose economic policies would bankrupt the United States in radical redistribution of income schemes. And I'm attacking Obama. There's not, you know, I'm not supporting McCain with this book. I've never met John McCain. I've never met Barack Obama.
No, I know you don't like McCain. Ron, thank you. Fred in Philly, last caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a problem with his credibility, Alex. Mr. Corsi, I've basically supported you. I had a battle call up and really battle the ITA, Commerce Department, Mary Anastasia O'Grady. And now you say this is the first time you've been on radio pushing your book, but I've heard you on AM talk radio on these several AM stations.
No, he's giving details today. He was on here a week ago saying, talking about Obama, too.
Yeah. The book premiered on Thursday on Hannity's radio and Hannity's TV, Fox and Friends. On Friday, I was on G. Gordon Liddy's. It was the first day the book was in the stores. And I was on Levin's show.
This is
Mark
a distraction. The point is
this is the first show. This is the first week of the publication. And, you know, with Alex, I promised I would come on the first week of the publication just as soon as I could. It's the first week the books are in the store.
Yeah, well, it's a distraction from the overall deal. But I've got to let Dr. Corsi go. I'm going to let you come back, Fred, and say some words, whatever it's about. I don't want to cut you short. Okay,
Alex,
Dr. Corsi.
Pleasure and honor to be with you.
You bet. The book's Abomination. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back to a bunch of your calls about censorship, web censorship, Prison Planet, InfoWars.com, ban in the UK, and secret vaccines killing the troops. You don't want to miss this key information. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car.
During the month of August,
visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
My friends, we've had a bunch of guests on bashing John McCain. We've had guests on like what I call leftists, call himself that. Webster Tarpley last week, right winger, Jerome Corsi, who are against Barack Obama. I am not weighing in on this ridiculous contest. It means nothing. I'm just illustrating how both men are totally compromised and bought and paid for by the New World Order. I have supported Ron Paul. Now I'm supporting the Constitution Party and Chuck Baldwin. But Barack Obama is a liar. He has called for a New World Order and says we all have to serve it as slaves, basically. That, cue that up. Cue that up from last week, please. And we're here talking about it. We're here bringing you different guests, different perspectives, different ideas, so we can have a large discussion. And so we can point out trends. I mean, we have gone from most Americans not knowing about government-sponsored terror to Ron Paul coming on and talking about it at the start of the show today for 30 minutes, 30-minute interview, to Dr. Corsi admitting they staged terror attacks, and going on this show and others and saying 9/11 may have been an inside job. I mean, they're having to capitulate to the facts. We are winning. We are becoming mainstream. The New World Order is in trouble. The North American Union's in trouble. The European Union's in trouble, being voted out from the Netherlands to France to Ireland. Does that mean we're still not in deep trouble in the fight of our lives? Absolutely not. Things are serious. But we have to get winner mentalities and mentalities of being winners and taking this country and this planet back for liberty now. Now, here's the Barack Obama clip for anybody who doesn't understand what's happening. This is him in Germany basically saying we're slaves to global government. We have to give more. We have to do what they say. Here it is.
Well, there have been extraordinary scenes in Berlin tonight as thousands of people gathered to hear Barack Obama deliver key foreign policy speech on his current European tour. The Democratic presidential hopeful laid out his vision for America's place in a new world order, saying he was speaking as a proud citizen of the United States and a fellow citizen of the world. Well, Senator Obama's tackled America's place in the world at several points in his speech, acknowledging recent splits between the U.S. and the rest of the international community.
In Europe, the view that America is part of what has gone wrong in our world, rather than a force to help us make it right, has become all too common. Yes, there have been differences between America and Europe. No doubt there will be differences in the future. But the burdens of global citizenship continue to bind us together. A change of leadership in Washington will not lift this burden. In this new century, Americans and Europeans alike will be required to do more, not less. Partnership and cooperation among nations is not a choice. It is the only way, the one way, to protect our common security and advance our common humanity.
The left is defending that speech. They are defending it, saying, well, Ronald Reagan called for that. Well, George Bush Sr. called for that. Absolutely. It's nonpartisan. That was his, I'm bought and paid for by the man, I'm owned by the New World Order. So get this straight. I stand against John McCain. I stand against Barack Obama. I could care less the color of the melanin in their skin. I could care less. I care about the content of their minds. And those of you that are in this love affair with Barack Obama, you're going to find out that he's a ringer. You're going to find out he's there to fall flat on his face. He's there to wreck any chance we ever have of having a black president in the near future or even in the long term. He is creating more division than he's creating unity. Get past it. He's a puppet. The Democratic and Republican conventions, the parties, all of it at the national level is a distraction and a diversion. It is a curtain that skirts the real world, the real power structure, and we are still having to have debates with the American people about whether there's a plan for a world government or a North American Union or an EU when they're in our face staring us down. It's so childlike to even have these debates. It doesn't matter. People say, well, we don't want another 8 years of Bush Sr. basically running things through whoever, through McCain or Clinton. It doesn't matter. They're just puppets, too. You think George Bush Sr. runs anything? He's a super gopher for the big banks, for the military-industrial complex, for the oil companies, for British intelligence, for Mossad. When you get to the highest levels of global government, when they have Carlyle Group functions and Bilderberg Group meetings and Bohemian Grove, and trilateral commission meetings, there's Arabs, there's Jews, there's Catholics, there's Protestants, there's royalty. They're all there, folks, and it's a game against us. It's a system against us. It's a program against us, the people. Let's just grow up and get that through our heads, because then we can get past the foil, past the shield, past the front, and get into some reality. I'm going to go to your phone calls, Fred, JJ, Trevor, Doug, and Zach, and then I'm going to play a 7-minute newscast to analyze it and comment on it. And I see these in regional news in Kansas and in Texas and Illinois and New York, Florida. I've seen more than 30, 40 reports over the last couple of years. where troops are sent in to clean up DU, and then you'll have a group of 100-plus men, and almost all of them die. The others are barely alive. They've all got cancers in their nasal passages and their lungs when they're 25, 30 years old, 18 years old. They come home. They're in a wheelchair in a week. In a month, they're on a dialysis. 6 months later, they're on a respirator, and then they go on the ground. You know, I told the story. Let's just play this now, and then we'll go to your calls. It's too important. I told the story of last year, last August, I was showing Endgame a month before it was released on DVD. At the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar. And a man who is the head press person for Governor Rick Perry comes up to me, and I recognize him from TV, and he had a little tear in his eye. He was with his wife. And he said, Alex, I want you to know I worked at Fort Sam Houston. I know you've heard this story, but for those that haven't, I'm going to tell it again. He goes, I worked at Fort Sam Houston, and they sent down, I think he said, four Special Forces guys from Fort Bragg. And the base gave them shots, and we were there to watch what happened to them, and they all died. And then we had to decontaminate the whole wing of that facility with chemicals and bleach, and they took it all outside and scrubbed it in hazmat outfits. Because in the film, we spend 20 minutes showing all the mainstream news where they would take little children and radiate them to death in the U.S. and Israel, where they would, in England, spread their populations with deadly chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals, killing people in many cases, marching troops into gas chambers, nerve gassing our own troops, telling their families they died of the flu, sarin, VX. That's who runs things, and you can't get away from it. You can't get around it. You can't get around the fact that it's now mainstream news because you, the listeners, pushing it out there. That's why they're so desperate to shut down PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and censor it all over the world in different ways. Because you, the listeners, it's to stop you, not me. I'm basically like, you know, they snap the ball to me, I place it, and you're the kicker. You kick it through the goalpost. Because you pushed it out Thursday and Friday where Keith Olbermann and others ended up covering the fact that Dick Cheney wanted to kill U.S. Navy personnel by staging an attack with Navy SEALs dressed up like Iranians in boats built to look identical, to look the same as Iranian PT boats. You think they like the fact that you punched that out on the mainstream news? You think they're happy about that? You think I'm not in danger doing stuff like that, being in this position? I don't know of anybody else that can do what we do here. And I thank God every day I'm still above the ground. Because they don't care about me one bit. My life means nothing. They don't want to kill me right now because they know it'll only make me bigger. But if they can shut my websites down and discredit me, they will kill me. And I don't want to die. I want to be here for my wife and my children. I want to see them grow up. I want to see them have children. I am not afraid of dying. I'm not afraid of somebody, when I'm walking around in my yard at night, walking the dog, throwing a tourniquet around my neck and choking me out and killing me. I'm not afraid of being shot. But I am angry, and I don't want to have my future stolen from me because I have got things I want to do personally in my life. Oil paintings I want to do. People I want to take care of and love, like my grandmother, who's a great-grandmother to my children, and my family. But I dedicate almost every waking hour to this fight. I got home at 1 o'clock in the morning last night because I know it's my responsibility, and I know I'm in the position to do what I do, and I know without a shadow of a doubt that they implant every single serviceman in our military with highly aggressive cancer viruses that are connected just in one class of the shots they're giving them. We've had top scientists, medical doctors, virologists on, epidemiologists on about it, and it's even been in declassified government documents, that are triggered during certain hormonal fluctuations in the body. When your hormone level goes down as a man or a woman, they then attack sexual tissues in the body where those hormone exchanges are made, the testicles, the breast, the pituitary gland, the hypothalamus. You see all these young movie stars dying of cancer now. And it grows and grows. They make it into a fad and a pageant and all these fake anti-cancer movements, everybody getting into it. To, oh, it's so wonderful. Everybody get, you know, well, it's so cute. We're all together. We survive cancer. It's designed to kill you like Carousel in Logan's Run when you get above the age of 45. And it isn't a joke and it's not a game and it's real. It's eugenics. You never see the type of report you're about to hear in national news. It's always compartmentalized where local media cares enough to have a local doctor or local scientist or military on who are dying, who are being killed, who are being maimed by these shots. Please don't laugh at me, military. We have evidence they're giving the police these shots. Do not laugh at me, officers! I care about you, even if you're dumb. I used to be dumb, too, and I love you. And I get angry by how stupid you are. You think you've been given all this power? You think you're allowed to go out and do all these bad things and that you're shielded from it? Your masters hate you more than they hate me. Just play the clip, and I'll comment on it after. Just play it.
Vaccines are required if you're headed to war, but Target 5 discovered that a frightening number of U.S. servicemen and women are having severe reactions, including a young Marine from Claremont County.
It's difficult right now.
At a time when young men and women are dying on the battlefield.
We live in a very volatile time in the military.
There is an enemy here at home.
And no one wants to look bad.
It's not a shot from a gun.
This is the worst cover-up in the history of the military.
But a shot from a syringe that's leaving some U.S. servicemen and women on the brink of death.
When the issue, I believe, of the use of the vaccine comes out, I believe it'll make the Walter Reed scandal pale in comparison.
It's an exhausting three-day-a-week routine for 20-year-old Lance Corporal David Fay of Claremont County. His kidneys are failing, his military career is over, and he feels like his country has abandoned him.
I can't look at my old pictures. I really can't. I start looking at my old pictures and I start crying.
To understand the odyssey of David Fay requires going back in time. He was a boy who loved the ocean, but grew up amid the farm fields of Claremont County.
I never missed a day at school. I was never sick.
A passion for sports and a sense of patriotism prompted this Blanchester High School athlete to join the Marines on his 18th birthday.
And I looked at every branch, but I wanted the Marine Corps because the Marine Corps was the few of the proud.
From boot camp to combat training, it was the happiest time of his life.
It was great. I loved every minute of it.
But a case of friendly fire in the form of a syringe would forever change his life. On November 28th of 2005, David's unit was lined up for what he says was an undisclosed shot.
They asked us our name. We stood on these yellow footprints, and they gave us a shot. Then we got the rest of the day off. After that shot, I started swelling up. I gained 30 pounds of water. My eyes swelled up where I couldn't see. I started snoring. I developed a rash on my hand.
3 weeks later, Private Fay was back in Claremont County on his deathbed at Clinton Memorial Hospital. His kidneys failing, his body so swollen it left stretch marks.
I used to just pray to God, please, take him tonight.
As David appeared to be dying, Cindy Fay began poring over his military medical records in search of answers.
The shot was never listed in his records.
As the months passed by, David's uniform would hang in the closet, while his life would hang in the balance. Still unclear about the shot he was given on November 28th of 2005. The Department of Defense tells Target 5, all service members' vaccinations are documented in the individual's permanent medical record. But David Fay's military medical records revealed no shot on that day. Another Marine in David's unit tells Target 5, there's no shot listed in his medical records either, and goes on to say, the people who administered the shot never told us what it was.
My son is a Marine, a PFC, David Fay. And
in a desperate attempt to save her dying son, Cindy says she called the U.S. Marine Hospital at 29 Palms, California, to find out what kind of vaccine her son was given.
And she says, ma'am, that's confidential. I can't tell you what the shot was. And I'm like,
like, well, my son's in ICU and he might not make it right now. I said, I really need to know. And she says, well, we can't tell you.
11 months later, David's medical records were mysteriously changed with a handwritten notation indicating the mystery shot was a flu vaccine.
In the case of David Fay, nothing was put on his record. And then suddenly, flu vaccine appears on his record.
Stop right there. Back it up a little bit. When we come back, we'll play the rest. By the way, in past cases, when they march troops in, nerve gas them to death, spray radiologicals on them, chemicals, biologicals, they always say flu. So that's their cover up. Now, they're testing biological weapons on you. These are quick kill weapons that are being tested. You're all being given delayed soft kills. Blackwater men, go ahead and laugh. Special forces, go ahead and laugh. All of you, go ahead and laugh. At least tell your children when you're dying of this. When your whole units, when you're 45 and you suddenly find out your whole unit's dying in a couple year period. Down the road, remember I warned you. A lot of you are laughing now, you're going to go into the military. You're laughing now. Later, you will not be laughing. Remember, we warned you. A lot of us sacrificed everything. Sold our lives to tell you this.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you,
that
we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. the way. Head in a cloud, the man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud.
For the last decade,
nobody ever hears
the controlled corporate media in unison has been lying, saying it's the law that you have to take vaccines to go to school. When there is no law, they just kick you off for truancy, claiming that you have to, when that's administrative. You just have to understand the fraud and demand the waiver. Now in New Jersey, D.C., and other places, they're trying to pass laws to make you do it. Totally criminal. The HPV, human papillomavirus shots, killing a bunch of people. Just go look that up in the news. Women are running out getting their girls the shot. They are testing chemical and biological weapons operations against us. Finish up with a clip, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is.
11 months later, David's medical records were mysteriously changed with a handwritten notation indicating the mystery shot was a flu vaccine.
In the case of David Fay, nothing was put on his record. And then suddenly, flu vaccine appears on his record. Does that surprise you?
No. No, we have a lovely term for that. We call it CYA. That's a... unfortunately, an SOP in the military.
David is one of a growing number of U.S. servicemen and women getting sick after receiving vaccines. And this highly praised Department of Defense medical officer is mortified. He doesn't want to be identified for fear of retribution.
Are there a lot of folks out there who've had severe reactions to these vaccines?
Thousands. Ranging on the severity from just... joint aches and pains and arthritic symptoms to death.
The Department of Defense tells Target 5 it encourages healthcare workers and vaccine recipients to report adverse events. But the military never reported David Fay's reaction to the Centers for Disease Control and FDA.
I see the way propaganda and information war is waged against America's sons and daughters, and how patients are treated who claim to be ill from a vaccine. That's troubling. That should trouble America.
How are these young men and women treated when they claim to have had a reaction to the vaccine?
Like they're nuts. Like it's all in their head.
And this medical officer believes young servicemen and women are being used as guinea pigs.
Do you believe that the Department of Defense is experimenting on these servicemen and women with these vaccinations?
I would hope to God not, but from what I've seen, I would have to say yes.
The Department of Defense maintains the vaccines are safe and effective. Those are hollow words to Lance Corporal David Fay.
I'm in bed every single minute of the day. I can't eat because I throw up. I have no energy. I've been laying in bed, bedridden for so long.
4 months after that interview, David has lost 60 pounds from dialysis and is determined to rebuild his body and his life. Still waiting for a kidney transplant, still waiting for an answer from the U.S. military.
Can I make it, please? Just to get up and be without pain. I mean, just to get up every day and just be happy again.
You can watch the rest of it at InfoWars.com. Good job to that news channel for that report. You have been warned, police and military. You're having eugenics operations carried out against you. Do you understand? You are all going to die.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.